from NPR News in Washington. I'm Lakshmi Singh. Former President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met today for the first time in 3 years. The GOP nominee hosted the Israeli leader at Mar-a-Lago. At one point, Trump publicly reacted to Vice President Kamala Harris's statement urging Netanyahu to agree to a ceasefire with Hamas in Gaza.
I think her remarks were disrespectful. They weren't very nice, pertaining to Israel. I actually don't know how a person who's Jewish can vote for her, but that's up to them. But she was certainly disrespectful to Israel, in my opinion.
Netanyahu says he hopes Harris's comments don't harm ceasefire talks. Trump often described himself as one of Israel's strongest allies, but the men's relationship soured after Netanyahu congratulated President Biden on his victory in the 2020 election, which Trump maintains to this day he won. Meanwhile, Vice President Harris takes her presidential campaign to Massachusetts tomorrow. She does so with another major endorsement from former President Barack Obama. Sinaloa cartel leader Ismael El Mayo Zambala appeared in federal court today and entered a plea of not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges. From member station KTEP, Aaron Montez reports from El Paso.
Zambada faces drug trafficking, money laundering, and other charges related to running a criminal enterprise. He's being held without bond, and he was taken into custody at a regional airport near El Paso Thursday evening. Joaquin Guzman Lopez, one of El Chapo's sons, was also on the small private plane. But Joaquin Guzman Lopez did not appear in court. According to officials, the U.S. Embassy notified Mexico of the arrests in a phone call. It's not clear if the suspects surrendered or were surprised by federal law enforcement waiting at the airport when the plane landed. I'm Aaron Montes in El Paso.
Undeterred by mere rain, hundreds of thousands of people lined the River Seine in Paris for the opening ceremony of the Olympics. Farhan Ovahan and her friend arrived from the Netherlands, trying to get a glimpse of the celebration.
We're watching the opening ceremony from the Olympics, standing in the window from a building. We're holding on a fence just to get a glimpse.
However, security concerns also loom over the Olympic events. In light of this morning's arson attacks on part of France's high-speed rail system, no one claimed immediate responsibility for the attack. An investigation is underway. Meanwhile, authorities have warned of rail service disruptions through the weekend. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes up 1.5%, ending at 40,589. The S&P NASDAQ also up more than 1%. This is NPR News. The restaurant chain Chipotle says it is retraining some employees in response to customer complaints on social media about shrinking portion sizes. Here's NPR's Alina Selyukh.
For over a month, Chipotle CEO has been trying to convince America that the famously hefty portions at his restaurants never changed. That's after a flurry of posts on TikTok and Reddit alleging that Chipotle's been skimping on its helpings of meat and rice and toppings, and now the whole thing has spilled into the quarterly call with shareholders. Here's CEO Brian Niccol.
There was never a directive to provide less to our customers.
Still, the company did assess its 3,500 stores to look for places where people complained about portions. Niccol said about 10% or more are getting retraining and recoaching for workers, and there's a company-wide push to recommit to generous portions. Alina Selyukh, NPR News.
Monsanto is expected to shell out $160 million to settle a long-running legal battle with Seattle. City officials accuse the biochemical and agricultural corporation of contributing to the pollution of a river there, which cuts through the heart of the city. Monsanto stopped making polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, decades ago, but city attorney Ann Davison says the toxic chemicals are still detected in products used on buildings and in stormwater runoff. It's been detected in that runoff. The Dow's closed up 654 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Capital One, offering their travel card, Venture. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation at RWJF.org.
Live local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Envik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shaglo, KGYA, Great Lake, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Camp right here on 89.5 KSKO 1211 this Friday. I almost said morning. it's afternoon. I know that. Hope you're having a good Friday. Feeling a little off today, and maybe it's just because we went from sunshine and warmth to clouds, rain, and chilliness. Right now in McGrath, we've got overcast and 53 degrees, rain and fog. Excuse me, had to sneeze there and didn't catch it in time. Overcast and 53 in McGrath. The fog and the rain looks like it's going to last through the night. Looks like the fog will eventually taper off later this afternoon. There's no fog in the forecast for tonight. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s for the upper Kuskokwim. Cloudy and 54 in Holy Cross. Rain and in the mid-50s today for the lower Yukon. 51 in light rain in Sleetmute for the lower Kuskokwim. Numerous showers, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Fort Yukon, overcast and 71. For the Yukon Flats, cloudy, scattered showers, isolated thunderstorms, mid to upper 70s today. Eagle, a few clouds and 78. Widespread haze early this afternoon, scattered showers. Partly sunny, highs in the lower 80s for Eagle today. Fairbanks, overcast and 69. Clouds, showers, smoke, and fog for the Fairbanks Metro today. Highs in the upper 60s. 50 and light in Anchorage. Rain and 63s over. Skies, lows in the upper 40s. Squeeze the pig to denote a correct answer. Coming up, In Excess and Santana. Here's the Beatles and Lady Madonna. The Beatles on KSKO 1215. The Peanut Gallery has arrived. Thank you, Candace. There's the pig. The pig has been squozing. We are ready to go for Name That Tune. And what the pig really is it just signifies to me that we have a correct answer, so Candace doesn't have to yell it out while she's answering the phone. Name That Tune. We play the very beginning of a song, the instrumental part, before the vocals, before the singing, and you have to identify the song title and artist. You can play no matter where you are. Don't even have to be in McGrath. We'll mail you your prize if you're not here. Sixth caller with the correct answer. Not just the sixth caller, but the sixth caller with the correct answer who can tell us the song title and artist of this song. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. We'll get you, we'll hook you up with a prize. Could be some station swag. Could be something else we have around the station. It's always kind of fun, though. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. We're looking for the sixth caller with the correct answer who can tell us the song title and artist of this song. All right, I believe we have one correct answer already. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. We're looking for the song title and artist of this song. Some people are starting to get the right idea. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. If you're the sixth caller with the correct answer who tells us what the song title and artist of this song is, you'll get a prize. All right, we've had at least one or two incorrect guesses at this point. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. It's called Name That Tune. You got to correctly identify this song title and artist. We've had one correct guess, three incorrect guesses. I believe we might have had one partial correct where they knew one part but not the other. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO. I believe we have two correct answers now. 524-3001 1-800-605-KSKO, as Candace's, Candace, my peanut gallery compadre, is continuing to take calls. Looks like we have another incorrect guess. The pig didn't get squozen, but we have a third correct guess. Third correct guess, four incorrect guesses. We're looking for the song title and artist of this song. And I have a feeling the people who guessed wrong, when I tell you the title, you're going to kind of smack your forehead and go, yeah, I knew that. I knew better. All right, we have five correct answers. Five correct answers. And let's see if Candace just picked up the phone.
No, it's the wrong artist.
Man, I thought we were getting close. We have five correct answers. We had just had another incorrect guess with the right title, but wrong artist.
Yeah.
We have a winner. We have a winner. We have a winner, and we know the winner. Well, we know a lot of people. No more calls, please. No more calls, please. We have a winner. Hans James at KZPA Radio in Fort Yukon. Know this one. Way to go, Hans. He is to KZPA what I am to KSKO. He's KZPA's program director. Hans James in Fort Yukon was able to correctly identify this tune as Hot Chocolate, You Sexy Thing.
Sexy thing, you. I believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing.
Supporter of KSKO and has sponsored our local membership appreciation barbecue for the last 3 years. Thank you, AC.
outside. Where'd you find her? Among the neon lights that haunt the streets outside. She says, stay with me, beautiful girl. Doorway, street corner to corner, neon ghosts in the city. And she says, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me, stay with me. Anything could happen right here tonight. Beautiful girl,
stay with me.
Beautiful girl,
stay with me.
You wanna go home? Stay with me. Stay with me. Beautiful girl.
Mister, you've been caught at last, chasing dogs and moonlight.
This man committed a sin. This man, he never can win.
Mister, you've got one more chance if you catch the hound when the sun shines.
This man committed a sin. This man, he never can win.
And it's all gone wrong. Night is the time for chasing the one-eyed hound. And it's all been tried before. Night is the time for chasing the one-eyed going.
This man committed a sin. This man, he never can win.
Every place that I have been, no one else has seen him.
This man committed a sin. This man, he never can win.
And it's all gone wrong. Night is the time for chasing the one at home. And it's all gone.
Night is the time for chasing the one at home.
Genesis and One-Eyed Hound right here on 89.5 KSKO, almost 12:32. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. It's cloudy and rainy for a lot of us, but you know what? As much as I dislike rain, it's better than sweating in places you didn't know you had and 90 degrees. So there is that. So we're going to take a look at weather now, brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. 53 overcast in McGrath. Rain and fog today along the upper Kuskokwim. More rain tonight. Cloudy tomorrow, rain in the morning, just a chance of it in the evening. Highs today and tomorrow, upper 50s to lower 60s, lows in the upper 40s. Cloud showers, lower 60s on Sunday. Showers, clouds, and 60 on Monday for the upper Cusco. 54 in Holy Cross, cloudy today. Rain through the day and the evening. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the mid-50s, could be upper 50s tomorrow. Lows at night in the upper 40s to around 50 tonight and tomorrow night. Clouds, showers, upper 50s to lower 60s on Sunday. Showers in mid-50s on Monday for the lower Yukon. Sleet, mute, light rain, and 51 degrees for the lower Kuskokwim. Showers today. Clouds, scattered showers tomorrow. Highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s today. Upper 50s to mid-60s tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s tonight and tomorrow night. Clouds on Sunday. Upper 50s to mid-60s. Rain and in the 50s on Monday. And for those listening along the lower Kuskokwim, if you have any relatives listening to the radio in Crooked Creek, we are apparently having a problem with our repeater there. We're trying to figure out what it is. All systems say everything should check out and work okay, but it apparently doesn't. So we're trying to figure out what that is. Fort Yukon, overcast and 71, cloudy, scattered showers. Isolated thunderstorms today. More showers, more thunderstorms. Fog tonight for the Yukon Flats. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s tonight. Clouds near the mid 60s tomorrow. Mid to upper 40s tomorrow night. Clouds, scattered showers near the mid 60s on Sunday. Clouds in the mid 60s on Monday for the Yukon Flats. Eagle, a few clouds in 78. Showers today, showers tomorrow, scattered showers Sunday, scattered showers Monday night. We are still having some warm weather in Eagle, lower 80s today, lows near 50 tonight, highs tomorrow and Sunday in the mid to upper 60s, lows near the mid 40s, 70 on Monday. At Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, we've got overcast in 69, clouds, scattered showers, widespread showers, fog, smoke today. Highs in the upper 60s today, lows in the upper 40s tonight, rain upper 50s tomorrow, cloudy mid 60s, chance of rain Sunday, showers in 60 on Monday for Fairbanks. At Merrill Field in Anchorage, light rain, fog, and 58. Rain today, scattered showers tonight. Highs around 60, lows around 50. Skies eventually becoming mostly sunny tomorrow in Anchorage. Highs around 60, cloudy in the 60s on Sunday. Mid-50s to mid-60s with rain on Monday in Anchorage. Once again, 53 in McGrath. Fog today, rain today in the upper Kuskokwim. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s, lows in the upper 40s. Sunset at 11:30 tonight, sunrise at 5:28 tomorrow. You know, I would absolutely trade 10 degrees for more sunshine. I don't know about the rest of you, but if it meant 10 degrees colder year-round, but it meant abundantly more sunshine, I'd make that compromise with Mother Nature. And if you're affected by weather, your mood, you're not alone. Don't feel like you're alone. Don't feel like it's the only one happening to you. If you're affected by drastic swings in the weather, if you're affected by long periods of darkness or cloudy, rainy weather, that's okay. It's completely normal. You're not alone. That happens to a lot of us. Rolling Stones and Michael Jackson coming up here. Santana and Hold On.
Someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. The Lifeline works. You are not alone in crisis. For 24/7 confidential support, just call, text, or chat 988.
Thank you.
can't get no satisfaction right here on 89.5 KSKO. If you have a song request, give me a call, 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. People ask from time to time, what kind of music you playing today? Can I make a request? And most of the time, we'll play anything you want to hear. It's that simple, because that's part of the fun of public radio, and that's what your support allows us to do. Have a little fun, be musically diverse, and we appreciate you. We're going to take a look at messages now for those without running water, and if they are interested in having an in-home ventilated honey bucket and hand-washing sanitation cabinet, mini pass. MNVC is having an inspector come to McGrath Monday. It's open to native and non-native households. If you're interested in getting your home inspected to see if it qualifies to get the mini pass installed, call MNVC's front desk today to get on the inspection list. Anoka National Wildlife Refuge will hold an activity for second through fifth graders in McGrath Tuesday, July 30th, 10:30 to noon at the Anoka office. Roger Savoy let me know that Father Falsey will be arriving in McGrath today, and he'll say Mass at the Catholic Church Sunday at 10:30. Brunch to follow. An SCF behavioral health clinician will be in Nikolai midweek next week. Call the clinic to find out what behavioral health services are offered. The city of McGrath is accepting bids on a white Chevy pickup. It's behind the city building near the water plant. For more details, including a bid document, reach out to the city. The McGrath City Council meeting, originally scheduled for Tuesday, will be held tonight at 7 p.m. in the Captain Snow Center. The public is invited. RM650 permits are now available through the end of the business day, August 16th. You'll need a hunting license before getting a hunting permit. Go online to hunt.alaska.gov or get one through local vendors. Fish and Game in McGrath, or the AC store, city office in Nikolai, and their local vendor in Takotna. The McGrath Community Library is on reduced hours for a little while. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, noon to 2. Sunday, 1 to 4. Thank you to Pay Dirt Excavation for becoming a business member of KSKO and supporting public radio in the interior. Meal break packs are shelf-stable snacks that are free to any child 18 and younger in McGrath, even if they're visitors. You can stop by MNVC to pick them up. On the way, Don Henley and Fleetwood Mac. Here's Michael Jackson and PYT, Pretty Young Thing.
So good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
Thank you. Still be
like to shout out McGrath Trash and Refuse for supporting KSKO this year. If you're in McGrath in need of trash pickup at your home or business, call Dave at 907-574-0460.